Thank you for calling customer services. My name is JT. May I have your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us?
Well, hello, JT, again.
Well, hello, ma'am. Who is this?
This is Diana Davis.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Huh. Well, of course, my zip code is 17112. Because this is a different, telephone number. And, you know, I need my memory refreshed as to what this item is.
Oh, I think this is for the pods, because you got refunded for the watch and the pods. You call back for the watch for the first time, and this one is for the pods, ma'am. We operate the same company because they're both with us.
Okay, so this clean, balanced, green tech?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be the pods?
Yes, ma'am.
And I was charged $64.97 for those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. You got the $64.97 for the pods and the $69.97 for the watch, and you were refunded for both.
And out of that money, it was only a total of $47.21.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, I was calling different because I, you know, different telephone numbers on here.
I understand, ma'am. Well, the reason why we have two different telephone numbers is because it's usually two different companies, but they do hire mergers, which is what I am.
Okay.
I take calls for both just to help lower the volume of phone calls, because a lot of people have questions about how it works. What it can do, and that's where I come in.
Okay. 19. Okay. So, actually, that's $134.94 that I'm only getting $47.21 back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's... Okay, and if I change my mind on this RMA, I have to call back in.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually call. Yeah, I forgot, and I called back and got somebody else, and I asked that question.
You're fine, ma'am.
You know, so I lost over almost $100 on this deal if I send them back.
Well, you do get some money back on the deal, though, ma'am.
Yeah, but even out the $47, I still have to pay for shipping, so that takes it down to maybe $37. So I'm still losing. So.
Unfortunately, ma'am.
Yes, I understand. I understand. I just won't take any more surveys and think something is free.
Right.
Okay.
Just before anything, always, 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 I know it will be tempting just to click, but please read the terms and conditions so you know exactly what you're getting yourself into, so you're not met with anything that you weren't expecting.
Okay. So, let's see. So that's over. Like I said, I'm not getting very much back. I probably could sell these items and get my money back.
Well, they're your items, ma'am. So, if you weren't going to return them, you could have sold them for maybe even double the price because of what they are. So you could have sold them if you didn't want to return them, but.
Yeah, well, now I'm seriously thinking about just forgetting about this because, you know, now that I know it's, you know, I paid $70 for this almost and $65, you know, for that, you know, I'm thinking differently here. You know, so if I want to cancel that RMA, is that going to cost me money too?
Well, if you were to cancel the RMA, you would lose out on the refund because we could only issue the refund if you were returning the product, ma'am.
Right, right.
Nice.
So, you know, so what I'm saying is if I want to forget everything, just like I never made the call.
Well, let me see, ma'am. Hold on one brief moment. Oh, one more moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, I was just talking to my supervisor, and she said you can just keep the watch. Since we did refund you the 35%, the watch is completely yours. You can sell it, do whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, so I was just talking to my supervisor, and she said you can actually just keep the watch. We did refund you 35%, so you can just keep it. You don't have to worry about returning it or anything of that nature.
So then that would mean I would have to return the AirPods, right?
No. You can keep those. You can keep those.
Okay, so you're saying I can keep both and...
Yes, ma'am, because both were... Yes, ma'am, because both were refunded 35%. So that was our courtesy refund to you because you were dissatisfied with the terms and conditions.
Okay. So my account is already canceled. I'm not going to get any more charges.
No more charges.
And I'm just going to get the refund and we'll call it a day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I think I got that. Well, I'm glad I'm talking to the same person because, you know, sometimes you never get the same person.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, since you got me again, I already know what I did before, so it's easy for me to figure out where you're trying to go with it. But just expect that refund in about 3 to 5 business days, you'll see. So you can expect it maybe, I would say, at the longest, it's 5 days, so maybe on either Friday, if not next Monday, I would say by this Friday, check your bank account and it should be in there. But if you don't have any more questions,
No, I don't have any more questions, but if you have a survey, you know, that you need to be rated or anything like that, send it to my email because I have your name written down, okay?
All right.
And
well,
I really appreciate your understanding, and I'm sorry that I was confused.
Ma'am, it's all right. It's one of those accidents that we all do. You know, I've had the exact same mistake a few times myself. I've signed up for something I thought was, you know, a trial. Oop, got billed $50, and I've been getting this bill for the last 6 months. I was like, wait, I don't remember signing up for that. Oh, wait. Oh, that is familiar. So I've already understood, so that's why I could pick up where you're coming from, ma'am.
Okay. I just didn't want to be this angry person.
I know. I understand you didn't want to be angry because when you called the number, you were very sweet and polite. You weren't angry at all. You were just confused on what the charge was, which is completely understandable. It's almost a $90 charge. So that is completely understandable on why you would, you know, were confused.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your understanding and that. So, okay, so I should be done calling then.
Yes, ma'am. It has been my pleasure to help you figure out your account, ma'am.
Yes, sir, and thank you so much.
And thank you. And thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, and I hope you have more people like me.
I hope so too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.